Here's a thought I'll title, Photographic Lies. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Yosemite. Yay, why not? Go there and photograph. Ansel Adams made lots of great photographs there. Lots of photographers have made lots of great photographs there. But I'd been to Yosemite before in the early 80s, and I remembered that my experience then was not what I had seen in photographs. The pristine nature of Yosemite exists, but now it's covered by a layer of tourism and cars and noise and people and smoke, and it's anything but a pristine nature experience. So when I returned a couple of years ago for a day of photography, I kind of knew what I was getting into. But I had no idea it had changed that much since my first visit in the early 80s. Even more people, even more cars, even more crowd noise. I couldn't find a place that didn't have people in it somewhere. Now, I'm sure if you get back on the backpacking trails and leave the valley floor, you'll probably get back into pristine nature. But I didn't have the time to do that, and so I was trying to make something interesting as I did the loop. I eventually found a couple of places, but they might as well have not been in Yosemite because there wasn't anything that identified them as Yosemite. And it dawned on me that that was the nature of photographing in a place like Yosemite, is that you're almost forced to do one of two things. Either make photographic lies, that is to say, in this case, present pristine nature when basically what you're doing is eliminating everything from the photograph that is shows the crowds or the pollution or the noise or the people or whatever. So you're very, very carefully composing to get rid of all of that. Or the alternative is to show all of that, which is perhaps more truthful, but not what most people want to see when they look at a photograph of Yosemite. So do we perpetuate the lie, or do we show the truth? The more I think about this, the more I think that's one of the great questions of our generation of photographers. So many of the places we now cherish photographically are not what we saw in the photographs. And were the earlier generations of photographers peddling photographic lies? Or were they presenting us with a myth that we find valuable by doing exactly what we do? That is to say, cropping out and eliminating anything from the composition that might show us what it actually is. I think both methods of photography are valid, but we do sort of have to make a choice in the creation of our artwork as to which world we want to portray. The ideal one that doesn't exist, but we would like to, or the real one we find that does exist that may shatter our dreams.